it's a funny one because, like you say, it's kind of one of them situations where we all know we should be doing it.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I am joined by the delightful Adam Lacey. Adam's an agency owner from the UK, but he's just on the brink of launching a SaaS product called Split Hero, so we dive into what that's all about. Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast, and you are joining a conversation with me, Pete Everett, and the delightful founder of a new service called Split Hero, Adam Lacey. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Thanks for coming on. And there's exciting times afoot. But before we dive into that, Adam, do you want to give the girls and boys at home a quick intro as to who you are?
Sure. So my name's Adam Lacey. For the last 7 years, I've been running your traditional, typical web design agency with just myself and selected team members over time. And more importantly, recently, I've decided to dive into creating a platform called Split Hero to allow people to easily A and B test pages.
There you go. You see, I there's no way I could have done it that succinctly. I would have been like babbling on for ages about random stuff. So, yeah, no, that's great, mate. So let's start with why. Why have you decided to launch? I guess it's going to be a SaaS product, isn't it? So why have you decided to make a move from agency to productized service?
Yeah, it's always been a bit of a labor of love. It's a concept I've had for about 2 years. And the reason it's taken this long is just, to be honest, it's been self-doubt as always creeps into your mind. There's the imposter syndrome that sort of kicks in a little bit, you know. But it's got to the point now, I've had a sort of kick up the backside from friends, including yourself, and sort of said, you know, crack on and get it done. So that's what I'm finally doing.
You're very welcome. The check's in the post.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we've got to, really. I mean, it was born out of a necessity for myself, really. I wanted to find a way, because everyone focuses on getting more traffic, and that is the hardest bit. But if we can find ways to obviously reduce your bounce rate and turn more of that traffic into either leads or financial benefits for yourself or the company, then, you know, that's a win-win. You need to squeeze every little bit you can out of that traffic you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's got I think people, it's a very easy thing to underestimate the power of A/B testing, isn't it? Which is, and ultimately, there's, look, we did one of our retainer clients last year. We increased their traffic over the whole year by one visit. It's amazing, isn't it?
Breaking records, mate.
Thanks, mate. I'm aiming to double that this year. But the difference was they'd had an 800% increase in sales year on year, but from that one visit. And A/B testing was part of that process. About, yeah, it's not always about the volume of traffic you get. It's about the quality of traffic and how that traffic then interacts with your online presence once they get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a funny one because, like you say, it's kind of one of them situations where we all know we should be doing it, and yet no one really does it. And it's kind of, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to break the stigma around it as well, because I think a lot of people feel silly when they say, like, I spoke to a lot of people privately, or a lot of people come to me privately and said, you know, Adam, I don't really understand it, or I know I should be doing it, but I don't really know how to, and I feel a bit silly. And that's not the case. You don't have to feel silly about it. It's one of the things, you either know how to do it or you don't, and it's not complex. Well, it can be complex to learn how to do it. So this platform is to make it easy for people, so they, not just for themselves but for clients and that sort of thing, so you can really upsell services when it comes to split testing, so you can create more landing pages and just really, like you say, get the better conversion rates out of the traffic you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have made it super simple. Now, one of the things that I guess you do need to highlight is you've not tied this SaaS product to a particular platform, have you? It's a bit of JavaScript. It can go on any website, and it's basically comparing the traffic from page A to page B in its simplest form.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't matter whether you're a hardcore purist and code everything from scratch, or whether you want to use Drupal, Joomla, WordPress, or if you're using WordPress, any particular page builder. Hang on, it really doesn't matter.
You've just said the word Joomla. I'm now going to have to mark this podcast as explicit. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't think there's many of those people still around, but there might be.
So, but you've made it, sorry, I interrupted just to get a cheap joke in, but you've made it as easy as you can for literally anybody, be them, as you say, highly skilled developer, right through to, I don't know, content writer or copywriter that has no technical skill whatsoever to use by no technical skill, I do mean no development skill, to use the platform.
Yeah, exactly. We've pretty much got it now down to a 5-step process on the platform, from getting nowhere to having it all set up and running, and you don't have to worry about it. So in them 5 steps, they're nice and short and simple as well. And the platform just holds your hand, tells you exactly what it needs and what you need to do. And that's it, really.
That's brilliant. And now you do have a landing page set up on splithero.com, and there'll be a link to that in the show notes. And your 5 easy steps are on your landing page, so people know exactly the approach you're going to be taking with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're trying to be transparent as possible because it is a pre-sale concept at the moment. We are in development already, which we're further along actually than we intended to be, and that's just because we've had some great feedback from the community, and things have just been going generally well, which for development is always a nice surprise. things are going really well, and like I say, we're still learning. We're still having people shape the future of the product as we go along as well, which is really nice. So we're getting user feedback all the time. But the key principles are keeping it really simple and also affordable, because the main competitors out there all lean towards enterprise tier clients, which of course we can service those clients, but you know, our platform's not meant to be as complex as those, and obviously nowhere near the cost as well. So that's kind of where we sit. There's no one targeting the small agency, the freelancer, or like you say, just the blog writer, essentially. So that's what we're doing.
Cool. Now this is, I mean, don't get me wrong, everything that we talked about, and we're going to talk a bit about, you know, why A-B test and the way that it can help marketers or whatever in their work. We'll do that in a moment. But the thing that's really interested me about the way you're launching this product is that you've then decided to establish an early founders club, haven't you?
Yeah, so we wanted to get people on board to basically believe in the project as much as I do, which I know is always a bit hard because with your own business it's your baby, but I want people to see the future for it. And so we're off in the early founding members club, which for that we've got a private Slack already set up ready to go, where people will be able to obviously communicate directly with me. They'll get like alpha access to the platform before it goes live, and they'll be able to provide feature requests and feedback, and they're really going to help shape it. And they're the key people we want to get on board. And in exchange for them signing up, it's a lifetime deal they're getting. So as well as all those sort of benefits of being a founding member, so to speak, and I'll try and do some extra stuff in the future as well, although I'm not sure what that will be at the moment, whether it's some free swag or that kind of stuff. But the key thing they're getting out of it is they're getting a lifetime deal, which we're only selling 25 licenses for. I don't think lifetime deals are a long-term sustainable business plan. So we're doing 25 licenses for the founding members club. It's got to be $397, and it's a base. You're buying into the idea. So we're hoping to have some screenshots and a demo up and running while we launch the pre-sale, but it might be a little bit after the pre-sale. So you really need to see our vision, really.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So at the moment, if you go to splithero.com, there's simply a sign-up form so you can be kept up to date, isn't there? So I know you've given a bit more information there than what's actually on the website, which is great. But at the moment, it's sign up for your email, sign up for email updates, and then you'll obviously be sending out information when those resources are available and when the pre-sale launches.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm urging people just to sign up, even if they're just vaguely interested, really. because it's like, I'm not going to be spamming people. It's going to be a case of like, we'll just keep you up to date when there's new stuff to show off, or there's a demo for you to try out, or a video for you to see. And even if the pre-sale's not for you, because again, a lifetime deal is not for everyone, you know, we'll keep you up to date when the public pricing launches, which we're hoping to do sort of around April time. So it might even be earlier, but if we say April apprehensively, you know, we'll keep you up to date when the public pricing launch, which is going to be around $27 a month as a starting point.
Okay, great. So you've got that pricing in mind as well. So there you go, guys. So if you're interested in it, you know roughly what the monthly monthly subscription is going to be versus the lifetime deal. Now, if we just sort of move on a little bit from the actual sort of launch itself.
Yeah.
One of the discussions that I have quite a lot with marketing consultants. I work a lot with marketing consultants, so they ask me a lot of questions. And one of those sort of most common questions that I get asked is about how do I, as a consultant, keep on showing value to the clients that I work with. And this is, I think, where A/B testing comes into its own, because by adopting A/B testing into your process, be it with copy or headlines or web design, if that's what you do, or landing pages, the different types of work you may do for clients, you're actually giving yourself data to go and talk to your clients about. And if you can start having those meaningful discussions based on data, then actually that's kind of the best worth that you can show, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I always say A/B testing is quite clever because, like you say, if you have those meaningful conversations, you're actually being able to write yourself a check for recurring services pretty much. Because whether you charge for the split testing itself or whether you just charge for your services, like say whether that be web designing, redoing the page, or whether that be like changing the copy, you know, once you've got that data and you say, look, these are the two variations and this one's better, let's see if we can get even better, you're selling them your whole service again. And it's a never ending circle. Like I say, if they keep seeing improvements, why would they stop?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And as anybody that's working in a business, be it an agency side or a marketing consultant type setup, you know, building your recurring revenue, that really is kind of the holy grail. Being able to wake up, you know, we have retainers as part of our agency. The invoices go out automatically on the first of the month. I simply wake up on the first of the month, and you know what, my recurring invoicing is done, and it's brilliant. So being able to add that level of value. Now this is just the way we do it. We don't charge sort of for licenses for software as part of our agency. People pay us for our expertise. That includes licenses that we've sort of factored into the price. But the draw to that, or the tie to us, is that, you know what, if you then stop paying our retainer, you know, well, we remove the software from your website. That's the way it goes.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I work in a very similar way for my website clients as well.
Yeah, cool. It just makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. So if we're then looking at a newbie that is thinking, right, great, okay, Split Hero's coming along. I've got, you know, it sounds really good. I like what Adam's saying. Yeah, it's something I can fit in. Or I already use A/B testing software and it costs me more than $400 for, you know, for a year or whatever in order to run it. Where would a good place to start be? Your software compares different pages, doesn't it? So if you're do you recommend, as people are starting on A/B testing, that they only change one or two elements on a page, or do you start with completely separate pages to say, does this one convert better than that one? How would you use A/B testing software? How would you recommend it's used?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways to go around it, really. And I suppose if I was going to come at it from the angle that I would, in terms of if I was the designer and it was a landing page for a client, the main things that I would probably change around is stuff like call to action positioning. That's the kind of stuff I'd change around. So structural layouts, is, like I say, maybe changing the structure of the layout and seeing if that provides enough of a difference. Changing headlines is always a big one. And then sometimes it's simple stuff like changing static images to video as well. Tends to be quite a popular test.
Okay, cool. We normally use it with like headlines, CTA position, that kind of thing. Even sometimes some of the pop-ups that or some of the, you know, sort of exit intents or whatever that come up, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So through Split Hero, how many variants am I able to test at any one go?
So in the initial launch, we're looking at four. So technically, you have A, B, C, D.
Okay.
And then, depending on if people actually want more than that, then that is certainly something we could probably do with probably not too much hassle, I imagine, as a phase two for the platform. So, but yeah, initially, we're going to do A, B, C, D. And like you said, in terms of trying out different bits and pieces, what I would like to look at doing sort of further down the line is maybe a phase two or three, is changing to a bit of personalization software as well. So, for example, if you told Split Hero, say you run an ad on Google, you run an ad on Twitter, you run an ad on Facebook, you would tell Split Hero, right, this is the Twitter landing page, this is the Facebook one, etc., etc. And then it would personalize the page based on the traffic source. So, yeah, that, I think that would be quite interesting. So, basically, if someone comes from Facebook, they'll see Facebook relevant stuff from where they come from, if that sort of makes sense. But there's, I think there's a lot of space in the personalization area to potentially explore with it as well. So that's pretty exciting.
That's cool. And one of the things that people often forget with A/B testing is that you're kind of the point of it is to encourage the user to take an action. So you also need to be tracking the action as well as the page, don't you?
Yes.
So you need to track that conversion. I know that that's something from the discussions we've had already that you've kind of built into Split Hero, that it is the page and the conversion, not just the page itself.
Yeah, exactly. We're tracking the amount of users, the time on site, the bounce rate, and the conversion rate of how many actually go through to a successful conversion for you. So, yeah, you're getting all the key metrics. And again, depending on user feedback, we may add more data metrics as well. But what I'm keen to do is not go so far down the rabbit hole that it becomes complex, because it's really about user being user-friendly.
And I know that's one of the sort of tensions you've had in releasing this, isn't it? Because you've come to a point where this thing is almost ready for market. You need to get some finances running through it. I mean, you know, you're doing it as a business, of course you need finances running through it, but on the same note, those people that are going to invest in this to begin with, either through the pre-sale or through the sort of the initial adopters of it, they need to sort of be able to touch it, feel it. You've already mentioned, you know, understand your vision for it and that kind of thing. So you need some of that stuff online in order to let people know where you're going with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, like I say, we're hoping to have a demo up soon. I'm hoping to have it up before the pre-sale. That would be the ideal, so people can really worst case scenario, hopefully we'll have screenshots up, which is not ideal, but it will give people at least the look and feel of it and see how simple it will be to use. I think that's key.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. Have you thought, or is this something that falls into the we'll see how it fits later pot? But, you know, when we're running campaigns through AdWords or Facebook ads or whatever it might be, of course, you can put a conversion value in for each lead. So sometimes that's obviously a product value if it's through an e-commerce site. But in other platforms, it's kind of a nominal fee for your sort of your profit or whatever. Have you got that sort of financial element into Split Hero yet? Or is that something that you may consider in the future?
Yeah, that's probably something for the future. At the minute, it's simply like measuring conversions as 1, 2, 3 and so on. So yeah, that is certainly something we could look to do in the future. If the user wanted to assign a monetary value to that conversion, it would give you sort of dollars and cents or pounds and pennies of what those conversions actually equal. But yeah, I think that would certainly be a later stage option. Well, one of the key things that I think I'm hoping to do sooner rather than later is PDF reporting, because like I say, if you are a bit like yourself, if you're doing consultancy and you want to have those useful conversations, having Split Hero automatically create those PDF reports for you, and having a white labeling option as well, so you can put your logo on all that kind of stuff straight away, you can take that down to your client meeting or email it across and, you know, be like, this is the results of what we've done. This is how much I've made you in comparison, you know? And I think that's really what's going to add value.
That is brilliant. And you know what, as you were saying that, and then you mentioned white label, it was on the tip of my tongue. Because, you know, we run SEM Rush for a lot of our digital marketing clients for just to, you know, it tracks website health, search engine position, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm able to put my logo into there and customize the, it's got like our URL and stuff on, and then schedule the reports to go to the client so that every month they just receive, they receive data as to how their website has changed in the search engines over the last 30 days. Yeah. And it adds the value that I'm giving to the client at very little time or cost to myself. Well, zero time to myself. I literally, once it's set up, they just run. But it's making us indispensable to the client because they're getting that data from us. And you know what? If they wanted to go and run it themselves, the cheapest SEM Rush license is something like 150 quid a month, something like that. I don't know, $195, $195, whatever that works out in pounds and pence. So they could go and get it, but actually that's a big old chunk of the fee that they're paying us anyway, and they get all the other stuff on top. And just the ease that it is to set up. If you could get that running and get it to send emails automatically, I'd even be happy if it just sent the email to me as the account holder and then I forwarded it onto the client. But that really would kind of add a sort of a next practical layer of adding value to the whole sort of ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that, like I say, the key thing really is to get all the nuts and bolts and the core working as it should, and having it obviously tested under strain, which we'll do anyway, but obviously there's nothing like a real world environment, so we'll get all that done. And but like PDF reporting is very high on my list, and like you say, really, like I would like it to email the client directly. And I mean, like you say, if they get an email every month and the headline of the PDF is like your agency name, so and so has boosted your conversion rate by 10% this month, they're gonna be like, oh great, you know.
And you know what? There's actually something that's good that comes from that, by it coming from Split Hero and not from me. Just, you know, it's data. Here's the data. The data is telling you that your agency is doing a good job for you.
Yeah. It's kind of, I guess, third-party verification, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the way to put it. You see, now this is the reason why you're launching the SaaS products and I'm not. So, guys, I'd really would recommend that you go and check out splithero.com. I've mentioned it about four times. I'm doing the advertorial for you. splithero.com. You've also got a Facebook group and social media and stuff. Not Facebook group, a Facebook page.
Yeah, I've got a Facebook page and a Twitter as well. So the Facebook page is splithero.io, and Twitter is just at splithero. So, and likewise, you know, if you want to find me personally, Adam Lacey on Facebook, I'm friends with Pete already, so you should be able to find me pretty easily. I'm always open for a chat if anyone wants to have a chat about anything.
Cool, yeah. And I think you're in the Marketing Development Podcast group as well. So yes. if you want to drop anything in the group. And I'll also make sure, mate, that as the pre-sale and stuff goes live, I know you'd be pushing out to your email list, but either I can drop it in the group to let people know, or if you've got some stuff you want to share in there about it, you're more than welcome to do so.
Oh, that's really appreciated. That'd really be helpful. Thank you.
No problem at all. Well, look, mate, there's other stuff that we could talk about to do with agency and your agency and your journey and all that kind of stuff. But, you're at such a sort of moment with the launch of this that I think I don't want to dilute anything that we've said. Keep us informed as to how you're getting on. Maybe when the thing's launched, we could do a live video or something in the group so that you can show people around when you've got a demo to show people that you're happy to release.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. We can do a little live Q&A if you want. If we can get people on the group and Facebook Live, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, we'll queue that up. So you let us know when you're in a position to do it, because the last thing you need is me barking at the door wanting to get something up on Facebook Live. You're more than welcome to do it. And thank you so much for your time, mate.
No worries. Like I say, thanks for having me on.
So there we go, episode 34 in the can. And how exciting does Split Hero sound? I must admit, I can't wait to get my hands on a copy. Adam, if you just want to drop me a license at any time, that'd be great. Hopefully that's some subliminal messaging works. Show notes for this episode can be found at peteeverett.com/034. And come and join us over in the Facebook group at peteeverett.com/group, or just search Facebook for the Marketing Development Podcast, where Adam's there, I'm there. Loads of the guests are in there, and we'd love to answer any questions that you've got. Until next week.